ओम शांति। 13th अगस्त 2019 ट्यूसडे। टुडे स्लोगन, इन ऑर्डर टू डू द सर्विस ऑफ टेकिंग अदर्स बियॉन्ड विद अ ग्लांस, कीप बाप दादा मर्ज्ड इन योर आईज। इन ऑर्डर टू डू द सर्विस ऑफ टेकिंग अदर्स बियॉन्ड विद अ ग्लांस, keep Bab Dada merged in your eyes. Baba is talking of this new service of taking others beyond with a glance. Glance is what Baba says, nazar. So with your glance, with your eyes, you take others beyond, to take beyond. That's a very poor translation of the word Nihal. And Nihal means to make full, to make happy. So if you want to make others Nihal or happy or full or complete with your glance, with your vision, with your drishti, with your nazar, this is in fact one service through the eyes, through the vision. And for this service, what you have to do is to keep Bab Dada merged, keep Baba in your eyes. So this is the highest form of service. And in order to understand this, first let's try to understand in which eyes Bab Dada will get merged. What are those eyes which Baba likes? So eyes should have certain criteria. In fact, eyes are the outside instrument. What is seeing is not the eyes but the soul. So there are different words. One word is eyes, nayan, aankh. The second word is drishti. So what is the difference between eyes and drishti? Eyes are here, which are the physical organs. Drishti is something that is flowing from outside, inside. What is chakshu? That are again the eyes. So there is a physical aspect and there is a spiritual aspect. And there is a something which is seen. So this is the observer. This is the observed. And this is the instrument through which things are happening. The observer and the observed. And things are happening through this. So when we say eyes, in fact we are talking about soul. Because everything that flows from the soul, these are mere instruments. Those eyes which are here. So, how should be our eyes? In which eyes God stay? So eyes which are very much pure, those who are civil. The eyes which are innocent, nirdosh. Such eyes Baba loves. The eyes which sees only specialities. The eyes which overlooks the weaknesses. The eyes which are full of love. The eyes which are full of mercy. The eyes which are full of hope. So hopeful eyes, merciful eyes, loveful eyes. The eyes that overlooks the weaknesses, The eyes that sees only the specialities, the eyes which are innocent and the eyes which are pure, the eyes which are civil, the eyes that do not love the perishable things. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba talked about a lot about the perishable things of the world. The soul is imperishable, and the nature of the imperishable is to love the imperishable. It's a very powerful statement. Soul is imperishable, and the imperishable should love only the imperishable. And the only imperishable thing is Supreme Soul, because souls are imperishable. There is a sorrow, there is suffering in the world only because of this one mistake, one blunder that has happened. Because souls have fallen in love with the perishable, destructible, decomposable, decaying things of the world. And this body is destructible. In yesterday's Murli Baba used three words for the body. What were they? One was mitti, soil. Another was rakh, ash. And third was loth, that is dead body, corpse. In today's Murli also Baba asked at one point, what is the point in loving the soil? So this soil consciousness and this corpse consciousness and this ash consciousness is the cause of downfall. The world has come to the stage of sorrow only because of one mistake, because souls have fallen in love with bodies. There is a love for body. There is a love for the perishable things. And when you realize that anything which is perishable will give sorrow, you rise above. Now you are souls. Now you think you are souls. And now you are having soul conscious vision. And that is why there is no sorrow for you. That's a statement in today's Murli. You have no sorrow because you are soul conscious and you have soul conscious vision. So when this happens, then only the sorrow will end. Otherwise sorrow will continue. Otherwise this is the world of tears. This is the world of sorrow. There is no pleasure, maza, in this world, because everybody is body conscious. So eyes should be very pure. Eyes should be very innocent. I should be seeing only the specialities. I should overlook. They should be merciful. They should be loveful. They should be full of hope. And last Sunday's Murli Baba said, give them the limb of support. Give them sweets. Those who are disheartened, sweets of happiness, and give them wings of enthusiasm, because they cannot fly, because the wings have been cut by Maya. So that is the qualification of the eyes. Baba loves such eyes. So the first word is Nazar. The second word is Nihal. What does Nihal mean? Nihal means full. Nihal means happiness. Nihal means cheerful. Nihal means blessed. Nihal means satisfied. So through your eyes, do the service of making others full. Full of what? Gyan. Full of what? Virtues. Full of what? Powers. Full of what? God's love. Full of what? Divine might, power or might. So fill others with this gyan. And how? Not through the speech, through eyes. So your eyes should be very pure. So filling others and giving them experience of bodilessness is what Baba wants, because they have heard knowledge a lot, because everybody knows so many things. What they don't have is the experience of bodilessness. So that is Nihal. Now the third point is, if you want to do this service, then you should have third thing. What is that? Baba should be merged in your eyes. What does this mean? That God is merged in my eyes. What does that mean? No, it has more to do with love. He is merged in my eyes. I don't see anyone except Him. I do not love anyone except Him. There is none worthy of loving except Him. He is my everything. He is my be all and end all. When I say that Baba is merged in my eyes, when I say that God is merged in my eyes, it means I have a very closeness with Him, close link with Him. I enjoy spiritual intimacy. Just as there is a physical intimacy, there is an emotional intimacy, there is an intellectual intimacy, in the similar manner there is something known as spiritual intimacy, and the world is unaware of this word. So I enjoy a special relationship with Him where there is a closeness. So when there is such closeness, such intimacy, such nearness, such togetherness with God, then it could be said that He is merged in my eyes. Then what else? I am lost in His remembrance. I don't remember anyone. Closeness. So remembrance of one father, lost in one. Baba says lost in love. Lagan mein, magan. When others, they remember God. Okay. So, what does this statement means? The one of the meanings is when they see me, they remember God. What else? He is merged in my eyes. Means I am lost in Him. I am lost in His love, lost in His remembrance. I am very close to Him. What else? He is my world. And without Him, everything appears incomplete. And without Him, everything appears essenceless. And without Him, everything appears dry, dull. And without Him, everything appears worthless. Such stage of the soul, where He becomes everything. Such stage of the soul when soul does not relish anything other than God. When soul comes to that stage where everything appears tasteless, unappetizing, when everything appears distasteful, only He is real, all else is unreal. Such a stage of the soul where He becomes the only reality. And everything becomes unreal. In today's Murli, Baba said, this world is unrighteous. This world is tamopradhan. This world is full of unlimited sorrows. When you come to such realization, when there is an out and out dispassion for the world, disinterest in the world, and you remain lost in the remembrance of one Father, and that flow of supersensuous bliss, that song of ecstasy, that music of rapture takes place in the heart, then you will be said that you are lost in Him, in His love. When you realize that all other loves of the world, sum total of all the happiness in the world, that is perishable, then you remain lost in Him. So when you remain lost in Him, that time, through your eyes become purified, and through those pure eyes a new service takes place. And what is that service? To take others beyond. I don't know why they have used in English translation this word, to take beyond. It is an extremely poor translation, but then there is no other word for Nihal in English, so probably they have taken help of these words. So today's slogan is, in order to do this service of taking others beyond with a glance, keep Bab Dada merged in your eyes. And in those eyes where Bab Dada is merged, no other human being should stay. The more the attachment to the world, the more would be the sorrow. the more the attachment to the perishable things of the world, the more would be the sorrow. And what are the perishable things in the world? First, the body itself is perishable. The more you love body, the more you become unhappy. The more you love body, you end up crying. So body is perishable. All relationships of the world are perishable. In fact, every relationship which is existing in the world has a very strong sensual link. Though we say that the relationships of husband and wife, they have many dimensions, but the basic dimension that connects them is the sensual. Otherwise, why doesn't a man marry a man? Why they marry a particular age group? There's a strong sensual link there. But then, they call it by many other names like love, I miss you, and all those things. In fact, yeah, but then, yeah, I have not yet understood that. But then, as we see in this today's world, what people call love and so many other things, caring and missing, in fact, that is just the outside facet, while inside there is only one link. And when one realizes that, then only one can rise above all those sensual pleasures. Without that, one will remain drowned in those pleasures. Unless and until they become tasteless, unless and until one develops a strong sense of repugnance, hatred for those pleasures, one cannot rise above this body. One remains body consciousness. And that's why this journey of purity is such a long. Even those who are in Gyan from last 40 years, and for them also it's so difficult at times to remain pure. Why? All other things have come, but this has not come. Why? Probably some basic, some understanding is missing somewhere. Unless and until you develop detachment from this entire body. And when I say entire body, it is not just about lust. It's about everything. Unless and until the soul gets the habit of moving out and stay here, out of the body, for a long time, the body will keep on pulling. Any disease comes, body pulls. Decorating the body pulls. Eating itself, we are feeding the body and pampering and over pampering it. That itself is something loving the body. Baba says, don't love this body. Take care of it, but you don't have to love it. Baba has used the word love. And many times he has retained the English word love only. Have no love for this perishable body. The whole today's whole Murli is based only on this one point. Do not love this perishable body. Yeah, they took that point, but then they did not know what to love then. That's why they have also gone wrong. So this point is very, very delicate and very, very subtle point. What not to love body means to do what? Do we torture the body? What to do if not to love the body? And if you see, the requirements of the body are very less. Very, very less. But we have fed it and overfed it. And that's why the body keeps on pulling. From the time we take birth till death, there is only one pull, body. And that's the most favorite thing we have. We don't love anything more than body. Do we really want liberation? Anybody wants mukti? No. Nobody wants. This which part of the body wants mukti? But sensual pleasure, the whole body is craving, hankering after it, mad after the pleasure. In today's Murli Baba said, even businessmen are mad after body. Just as those widow keep on crying and shedding tears. In the similar manner, everybody is mad after this body. What is so much in this body? When we know that there is nothing in the body, we have the understanding, yet the body pulls, yet the body maddens. They make you crazy. Even though we understand this body is nothing but an assemblage of bones, tendons, stool, urine, blood, mucus, yet it maddens, it pulls, it drives you crazy all the time. The only method to get rid of this attachment is to practice this drill of going out of the body and coming inside body, going out of the body and coming inside the body. And when? Throughout the day. That only will reduce the attachment to his body. Otherwise, one is addicted to this body. Addicted to all the sensual pleasures, all the sensual, all the sense gratification. The only effort, the only purusharth is this. I am not this. I am not this. Nachabhati bhuta sangham. I am not this assemblage of elements. But I am that which is different. Tadabrahma nishkalamaham. I am something different from this body. Baba is teaching only one lesson, only one chapter, right from day one. That you are not this body, but you are this. There's one English poem where the poet says, one day I woke early in the morning to watch the sunrise. Ah, the beauty of God's creation is beyond description. As I watched, I praised God for his beautiful work. As I sat there, I felt the Lord's presence with me. He asked me, do you love me? When the poet was sitting, God came from behind and he asked, do you love me? I answered, of course, Lord, you are my Lord and Savior. I love you. Then he asked, if you were physically handicapped, would you still love me? I was perplexed. I looked down upon my arms, my legs, and the rest of my body and wondered how many things I wouldn't be able to do and thought about the things that I take for granted. I answered, it would be tough, Lord, but I would still love you. Then the Lord said, if you were blind, would you still love my creation? How could I love something without being able to see? Then I thought of all the blind people in the world and how many of them still loved God and his creation. So I answered, it is hard to think of it, but I would still love you. Then the Lord said, if you were deaf, you would still love me? How could I listen to anything being deaf? Then I understood, listening to God's word is not merely using one's ears, but one's heart. I answered, it would be tough, but I would still listen to your word. Then the Lord asked, if you were mute, would you still praise my name? How could I praise without a voice? Then it occurred to me, God wants us to sing from our hearts, very hearts and soul. It never matters what we sound like. And praising God is not always with a song. But when we are persecuted, we give God praise with our words of thanks. So I answered, though I could not physically sing, I would still praise your name. Then the Lord asked, do you still love me? With courage and strong conviction, I answered boldly, yes, Lord, I love you because you are the only one and true God. I thought I had answered well. But God asked, then why do you sin? Then why in times of peace do you stray the furthest? Why only in times of trouble do you pray the earnest? I had no answers, only tears. The Lord continued, why only sing at fellowships and retreats? Why seek me only in times of worship? Why ask things so selfishly? Why ask things so unfaithfully? Tears continued to roll down. my cheeks? Why are you ashamed of me? Why are you not spreading the good news? Why in times of persecution you cry to others when I offer my shoulder to cry on? Why make excuses when I give you opportunities to serve in my name? You are blessed with life. I made you not to throw this gift away. I have blessed you with the talents to serve me, but you continue to turn away. I have revealed my word to you, but you do not gain in knowledge. I have spoken to you, but your ears were closed. I have shown my blessings to you, but your eyes were turned away. I have heard your prayers and I have answered them all. Do you really love me? I could not answer. How could I? I was embarrassed beyond belief. I had no excuse. What could I say to this when my heart had cried out and the tears had flowed? I asked, please forgive me, God. I am unworthy to be your child. The Lord answered, this is my grace, my child. I asked, why do you continue to forgive me? Why do you love me so? The Lord answered, because you are my creation. You are my child. I will never abandon you. When you cry, I will have compassion and cry with you. When you shout with joy, I will laugh with you. When you are down, I will encourage you. When you fall, I rise you up. When you are tired, I will carry you. I will be with you until the end of days, and I will love you forever. Never had I cried so hard before. How could I have been so cold? How could I hurt God as I have done? I asked, how much do I love me? How much do you love me? The God stretched out his arms, and I saw, this is about Christ then, his nail-pierced hand. I bowed down at the feet of Jesus, my Savior, and the first time I truly prayed. So loving God beyond everything is a uphill task. If we really asked our own hearts and minds, probably we do not love him. With all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, we love this body more than God. And Baba says, love me above all. Love me above all. So that's about today's slogan.